Live from Norwalk, the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
So as you know, we are always working on next year's diner tour, even when we're in the middle of the current diner tour. And Darianne's a very big contender for a stop next year. And I'm so excited, though, that we've got Darianne representation here. Because you guys are neighbors with Norwalk.
Well, literally.
We literally are neighbors. Yeah.
Whether they like it or not.
No, I like it. They like it. We all like it. We've got the first selectman here. John Zagrotsky is here. And Tony Campanella is here, who I had the pleasure of meeting last week. I was going to call you the historian of Darianne, but he said he's the facilities supervisor. But that's basically the same thing.
That's Latin for historian.
Right. That's what I thought. I'm like, Tony, no, you're a historian. You really are. You knew everything about Great Island.
Well, Great Island's a great place and it's such a historic place. And so it's been a pleasure for me to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, last week was such a gift. I want to thank you both so much for taking the time to show me Great Island. Finally got to really experience the beauty, the magic. What a gem.
Yeah, and you were a great audience. You know.
Right, she liked everything we showed her.
That's right.
I was such a nerd. I thought it was so cool. I literally got in the car, called my family, and I was like, we need to be coming here at least once a quarter because it was so peaceful.
You know they have medication for that.
Oh, do they? I think it's just a trip. It's just a quick trip down there. That's my medicine. It really was such a gem, and obviously people are very passionate about it in Darianne and in the surrounding communities, including Norwalk. I know there are people who were so excited we were going to talk about Great Island. Where are we in the latest? There was some construction as we were pulling in to the property.
So one of the major projects to have access to the island was to create a two-way road going in. That was important to get traffic in and out. Eventually we'll have parking and get emergency vehicles. So that's moving along quickly, probably, you know, a month, 2 months. There'll be pavement down and a sidewalk on the right side and a little bit easier access into the island.
And there's still talks going on constantly, and there's, I know, ways, I think, would it be the town website if people want to get engaged in the conversations going on with Great Island?
Oh, not just that. So the website will provide documents that pertain to Great Island. The best way to access information is to actually watch meetings that we have about it. So on TV 79 or Darianne TV, as it's called now, there's an archive of really all town meetings, but you can also find meetings that pertain to Great Island. We have a committee right now that's focused on parking, which is the next phase of construction, and they've already begun meetings. So if you want to get up to speed, go to Darianne TV and check out those videos.
That is awesome. And it was funny because when we were there, we were kind of in this place where I would go back and forth. Poor Tony, I think, was really like putting up with my antics. But I'm like, oh, this would be a great place for a wedding. And then I'm like, oh, actually, it's really quiet. I don't want anyone to ruin it. I really went back and forth with that a lot. I really did. But then I think the first selectman was like, no, we need it to be nice and quiet here. And it's true. It was really serene. It really is a beautiful property.
I will tell you, I started out thinking development was the key and that we should put as many things there as we could possibly put. As I spent time on the island, and I think Tony would agree, you appreciate the serenity, especially when you go out to the water. That's why I had you sit in one of those chairs and just chill for a minute. It's a remarkable piece of property. I'm glad we acquired it.
Yeah, it is. It's really neat. And the buildings were so cool. I mean, I don't know what my favorite was. I did see the clock tower, your work that you had to redo that. I mean, tell people what you did, Tony, because that's really neat. I don't know how you did it.
I don't know how I did it either. So, in the stables building, there's a very old clock built in 1905, weight-driven from the E. Howard Clock Company, which was a famous clock company, especially around the turn of the century, 1900. And I was having a bad day at work. I wanted to get away. I said, let me go look at this thing. It had been 2 years, and I just got really interested in it, and we got the clock up and running, but the stables building is all the buildings. Just like you said, they're so beautiful. The main building, the you know what was the main residence with the European architecture, the beach house. You know, it could be
we're making that into your secondary office, right? Yeah. And we're going to share that. That's going to be my remote station, right?
It's,
we're doing something
Melissa
like that.
In the morning and John in the afternoon. So we're going to figure out something more.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amazing.
So it's not
house.
Only the grounds, but the buildings, like you said, the architecture, the stonework, the slate roofs, the variety of different architecture. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, plus, the buildings are kind of frozen in time. So when you go inside, there's all that old furniture. There's all the architecture and windows and just the setting that really just hasn't changed in decades.
Yeah, it was so wild. It really was wild, because you're right. Like, it wasn't even just going into the rooms and seeing, like, the kitchen or the bathrooms or things like that. Although that pink bathroom, I still have dreams about it. I did show my husband. He was like, we're not doing that. But, you know, I tried. I did try, Tony. I told you I would. But even to see, you know, some of the armchairs that were left there, or even, you know, being able to go into, I know that we don't do tours for understandable reasons, but that, what was it? The cellar.
The wines, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my! So I look at the first selectman, and I'm like, "Do we go in there? Because do we?" And he's like, "We have to go in there. You have to see it." I almost cried going in that room, because I couldn't believe what were some of the oldest dates on those bottles.
There was a 1914, but what there's the most of is a liquor that was distilled in 1915, bottled in 1932 during Prohibition. For medicinal purposes.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that was hysterical. It was so cool. Like, these things were just left there. It's insane. It is like frozen in time.
Well, not just that, but it was also the electrical infrastructure. Those push-button switches and those big levers that you would see out of a 1930s movie. All that stuff was frozen in time. And then the furnaces. These were all coal-fired furnaces, and they still had, I don't know, quite a bit of coal.
Oh, my gosh, so much.
That was unused.
Wild. And then I love the dishwasher that actually looks like it's, or no, it was the dryer. Yeah. Everything about that place was really frozen in time. I think you hit the nail on the head, John.
Yep. Great.
Oh, it was really so amazing. Yeah. So Great Island, still in the works, obviously. Definitely stay engaged, as the first selectman said. What else is happening in Darien? Want to make sure people know. We're getting into the spring. I know school is kind of ending soon, but what's going on in Darien?
Well, one of the big things is we had a major construction project at Pear Tree Point Beach. And the purpose of that was to level the parking lot and correct some flooding problems that we have had that are longstanding at that location. And it required redoing the parking lot, milling it, leveling it, fixing the drainage, and fixing the boat ramp. And that has come in on time and, I believe, on or under budget. And it opened just in time for the boat season to start at the Darien Boat Club. And it opened Monday, I think.
Right? Oh, good. I'm
gonna get my boat. parking lot
like,
is open.
I know where I'm going after this.
Parking lot striped, open, landscaping. It looks really, really sharp. And the cool thing is, a friend of mine sent some drone shots. He had a drone, went out, took pictures, and they're beautiful. It's exactly the way you want to be able to see it.
Wow.
Post that on social media. People loved it. It was great.
That is very cool. What else is happening this summer? Do you guys have any big events you want to make sure people know about?
Well, America 250 is big across the country. And so we have a private group in town that's been choreographing a number of events. One thing that's gotten started is if you go out to Highland Farm, that's next to Ox Ridge along Middlesex, this group has put out a series of, I think, 250 signs that have got tidbits of both national and Darien history.
Love
just
that.
On a little sign. So when there's a pathway at Highland Park that you can go out and walk on. Now, if you go out and walk, you can stop and read these signs as you go along on your walk. It's terrific. I've been out there a couple of times. I did a proclamation over the weekend, and the signs will be out there until the end of June. But so that's the thing you could go do right now to kick off that celebration.
What's a factoid you read on that walk that stood out to you?
Well,
because you're kind of a nerd. I mean, I love that about you.
I'm a complete nerd. Well, first of all, I didn't really get in a walk, because every time I was walking, I would stop and read.
Of course, okay, you did. But, yep, that sounds like you.
They had a sign that just showed all the dates that the fire departments first opened. It had all the dates of the elementary schools and when they opened. It had the dates of when the town was incorporated. It had all the U.S. presidents. It had a variety of national events and the end of World War II.
That's
so
amazing.
It was really, really something.
Wow. That's incredible. If people want more information, what is the town website?
DarienCT.gov. So if you go to DarienCT.gov, there's all kinds of information about that. And just call the selectman's office if you're looking for something in particular. I'm happy to talk to you.
Amazing. Well, first selectman John Zagrotsky and Tony, I appreciate you, facility supervisor, and I will definitely be back to Great Island to see you guys in Darien very soon. We are going to be right back with the diner tour in just a couple of minutes. Amazing.